Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
To analyze the candidates' first face-off, we turn now to Larry DeCara, longtime observer of City of Boston politics, former Boston City Councilor, and one-time mayoral candidate himself. Larry DeCara, good morning, and thank you very much for coming into the studio after watching that debate last night.
Morning, Bob.
Give us your take. Was there a winner?
There was no winner. It perhaps was a draw. The mayor did not stumble. All he needed to do was hold his own. He did so. McCray probably threw the toughest shots at him. He came back. He had the facts. There were no winner. There was no loser.
Were there any moments that stand out as indicative of the potential of any of the three challengers against Menino?
I think so. I think that either Yoon or Flaherty could have a campaign that could catch fire in the next 2.5 weeks. They're both substantive young people. They were good on the facts. But neither one of them differentiated himself from the other last night.
How do you rate Mayor Menino's performance?
Adequate. Held his own. Let's face it, it's not his strong suit. He'll say so himself. He did not get angry, which he sometimes does. He did not stumble. There was no Ronald Reagan 1984 moment where he was as if he was in a fog. And in fact, the woman who I was watching the debate with thought people were being mean to him and was sympathetic towards the mayor, because here are three younger guys, you know, beating up on the older guy. And he owns the problems. He's been there 16 years, and he had good answers to the questions.
To what extent does the debate itself possibly indicate a shift in Boston mayoral politics? Menino, as you point out, is running for an unprecedented fifth term. Do you think the fact that he's willing to debate, he's going to have another one before the preliminary election on September 22nd, as Fred Tice pointed out, do you think the fact that he's willing to debate means he's not taking anything and can't take anything for granted?
In a tough economy, whoever is the incumbent feels the effects. The mayor of Seattle just came in third in a large field, didn't even make it to the runoff. Governor Patrick's numbers have suffered dramatically. Governor Schwarzenegger in California is on the ropes, couldn't get reelected if he wanted to. Same for Governor Patterson. So I think the mayor understands that in economic hard times, whoever is the incumbent is on the defensive. I expect that's why he's debating.
Is Mayor Menino in trouble?
I don't think he's in trouble, but I think he understands that unlike some of the other people who've run against him, these are strong candidates. Flaherty is quite well financed. They know where the votes are. And it's going to be closer.
Will he get, Menino that is, get through the preliminary election to the final?
I'd be very surprised if he didn't, and I'd be very surprised if his opponent was not either Flaherty or Yoon. It's a question of which one of them makes it.
As far as Boston voters are concerned, do you think the debate last night will do much to shape their opinions or perceptions of this race and the candidates?
I'm not sure. Regretfully, multi-candidate debates are brutal. When I ran for mayor, there were nine of us on the stage at Faneuil Hall, not air-conditioned back then, by the way, on an August night. I estimated that last night each of the four candidates probably had a chance to speak for 9 minutes, maybe 10. It's very difficult for the average citizen to figure out who is saying what in a short period of time. And also, I think there's a lot of exhaustion, emotional exhaustion after the death of Senator Kennedy. A lot of people were watching the Red Sox. It's Labor Day weekend. Children are going back to school. So the average person has much else on his mind.
The candidates' next debate is scheduled for September 10th, next Thursday night. What do you think the challengers, Menino's challengers, need to do to build on their showings last night in order for one of those people to get on the ballot with him for the fall election?
I think what I was looking for but did not happen last night was for Flaherty and Yoon to differentiate one from the other. Their positions on the issues are quite similar, not identical. In fact, all four candidates agree on many things. McCray is not in agreement on charter schools. The other three are close enough in terms of the average voter. And if Flaherty was looking to differentiate himself from Yoon, or Yoon to differentiate himself from Flaherty, I'm not sure he succeeded last night. One of the two of them will be in the final. It's a question of what kind of a margin they get. in the preliminary election as to how seriously they'll be viewed as a challenger. I didn't see that happening last night. Perhaps they've now set the stage because it was 3-on-1 last night. That's to be expected. The mayor's the incumbent, they're the challengers. But I didn't see any back and forth. Of course, the great temptation is to beat up on one of your other opponents. But on the other hand, if Flaherty prevails, which most people think he will, and is in second place, or maybe first place, but more likely second place, on the 22nd of September, the first phone call he makes is to Sam Yoon. So he has to be civil to him. It's a very delicate balance.
Larry DeCara, former Boston City Councilor and mayoral candidate, currently partner in the Boston law firm of Nixon Peabody, thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us.
My pleasure, Bob.
A reminder, you can go to our website to listen to profiles and interviews with the mayoral candidates and hear more about where they stand on the issue. It's all at the new WBUR.org.